Local Shows Podcast, bringing you what you don't need, but couldn't live without.
Welcome along to that local show. It's a very suiting lift music. It's 17 minutes past two and we're bang on time as ever. Oh dear, I would like to welcome to the studio, Rachel. Hello.
Hiya.
What's this lift music all about, guys? Yeah, that's better. I'll get rid of that. Yeah, so welcome along. Sorry I'm a bit late. I'm a bit worse aware, as you can hear. So let's all feel sorry for Greg this week.
Aww.
I'd like to introduce our special guest, Adele. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, you sound like you're near the room. Say that again. That's better. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good. Yeah, so welcome along. She's popping in today to see how we do things here and hopefully learn some stuff. I'm not sure what she can learn. James is knocking around too. Hello, James.
Hello.
And Sam's behind me. Hello.
Hello, Greg.
Hello. Yeah, so you have to excuse my...
Did we get you, Rachel?
She was first on my list.
Oh, great.
James is paying attention to the show as ever.
Headphones again.
Good. Yeah, so I sound a little bit mannish and like...
Nice.
Brilliant. Right, this week, coming up, we're talking about social networking. Who are these people who keep adding you? Do you actually know who they are? Does it worry you? What's going on there? I really don't like this lift music. We're going to replay the Alistair McGowan interview because last week's show was a little bit dodgy. So
we might not be playing Alistair McGowan.
I think we should.
Well, because I forgot my cable. So we may not be playing
Hopefully, because we didn't make enough of a big deal out of it last week. So we thought to usual stuff with Rachel's Top Tips. We're going to be talking about all this flu that's been going around. It's a lovely conversation because all of us can relate to it, hopefully. Okay, just me on that one then.
Actually, I've got the flu.
Have you?
Well, I had it.
Seriously, I'm cutting that music because that's really... So who's ill in here? Is it just me? Just me that's ill?
I'm a little bit ill.
I'm all right at the minute. Are you? I'm quite happy with that, yeah.
Oh, really? Well, you're about to sit in the studio with two people that...
You won't be for long.
After you came back, I've got a bit of a headache.
Really?
Yeah, I've had it since Friday.
Why is it so quiet, man?
Which was yesterday.
Since yesterday.
Oh no.
No, because usually headaches don't last that long. It might be serious.
That's very true.
Have you got a hangover?
No.
Were you out? Were you out last night, were you?
Yeah, but I have to drive.
Drive where?
To places. I'm not having people come around.
Like
my house,
you have anywhere to go, James.
Yeah, I went to chess club. MySCR.co.uk.
22 minutes past two on that local show. Welcome along. I'm still desperately trying not to cough on the microphone here.
Me too. It's hard, isn't it?
It's really difficult.
I usually don't bother. I usually just cough if I feel like coughing.
Yeah, well, it's fine. You know, don't worry about it. What are you saying, James?
The Rachel sneeze.
It wasn't quite a sneeze, was it?
When we had to stop for Rachel to sneeze.
Like that, yeah. Thanks. Laugh over it if you can. That would be brilliant.
Like cough snort.
Yeah, that's sort of really attractive
that
feature.
Was
that's a brilliant impression. That's podcastable straight away.
So attractive.
Oh, that's it. Right, no. Should we get on to topic, guys, and talk about social networking and stuff, which is the exact topic of discussion. Word for word, social networking and stuff.
Okay.
Are we allowed to say the website of social networking?
Yes.
Are we allowed?
As long as we're fair and balanced.
Okay, let's start talking
about...
There
are three I know.
Okay.
I think they're probably
What,
more.
The three market leaders?
Three.
Go for it.
MySpace, Facebook and Bebo.
Off gone. Right.
No, that's what I was going to say.
Which is your favourite out of the three? Well, that's, yeah, gone.
Well, I'm not... It used to be Bebo back in the day.
I was going
to
say, and then you sort of grow out
but
of it.
But then you grow out of Bebo a bit, and then... Some people move on to MySpace and some people move on to Facebook.
MySpace, I never sort of got on with that.
No, I never got on MySpace. And people were like, check out my MySpace page. I was like, no, I don't want to.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, I went on to Facebook. Which, you get, it's a bit weird though, because you do get, like, my mum doesn't, but I know a lot of people's mums have added me. And I don't know, it's a bit disconcerting.
That's what I like about it.
No, but I've got my lecturers on there as well.
That's because you add them, that's very different.
No, but...
Yeah, my teachers aren't allowed to add me, you know, the weird rules and stuff.
Really?
They're not allowed to accept you if you add them.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They probably just don't want to talk to you,
yeah.
Rachel.
Maybe it's more
Maybe
of a
Maybe it's just
there.
Don't add Rachel. They're not allowed to talk to me. No, like, you know, new laws and stuff. I don't know.
So, would you have any thoughts on this, Adele? Do you have either a Bebo, or MySpace, or Facebook?
I have Facebook at the minute, and I'm completely addicted. But my whole family have me, so I put anything on there, and they all know about it. And it's
can be annoying, can't it?
Yeah,
that's true. Do you not have the thing where you can decide who looks at your page or who becomes your friend?
Probably, but I'm not very technical, so.
Is there not a way to do that? I can't remember.
Well, you can decide who. I think so.
Well, who actually, I think only my yeah, only my friends can see mine. So you've got to add me.
You've got to add you to look at your page.
To look at my page.
Yeah.
Otherwise, but I do get some weird people adding me.
That's the thing. I don't understand.
I don't know you.
Exactly. That's if you're on the same network. Is there something like called a West Midlands network? Something weird.
Yeah.
That means that everyone.
And that one's for schools as well.
They tell you how many mutual friends you've got as well. So if they might say you've got like seven mutual friends, as in you're friends with seven of their friends or something.
I like
so
you might could be like, just oh, be a friend of a friend or something.
Yeah, you might never have met them, but a lot of your friends know them, so they're like, oh, I'll add you.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I never add people though. I just let people add me.
Oh, so popular you say. I don't need to add anyone.
I just never bother.
Do you not
I
think though people just add random people just so they have more friends than everyone else?
I haven't got that many. Well, I don't know. I think I've got probably the average amount, but because I'm not that bothered. I do like decline people if I don't.
How many friends have you got, James?
Two.
Is that me and Craig?
I'll have three by the end of the show.
What about you, Adele?
I
think about 250 or something like
that. That's more like it, right?
I think that's.
I have no idea. You can check if you.
Should
want.
We just lie?
Check. I've got 5,000. Yeah.
I've got about 5 billion.
Is there a limit? Do you reckon? You've got too many friends.
Must be. 5,000.
Is
that your limit? Yeah. Then what happens? It just says zero. It just resets back to zero. That's it.
You've gone over
4,999 friends.
That's great maths there, mate. Congratulations.
I get people adding me to groups as well, which are usually like if 50,000 people join this group, the wife will let me turn our house into a pirate ship.
That's a brilliant idea.
I was like, I added it because I kind of want it to happen, but they've only got like 20,000 at the moment or something.
It'd be good though, like just to see drive down this street, there's like pirate ships. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and all these just random amazing houses.
There are quite a few like that. If so many people join, this will happen. Which makes
like people changing their names as well.
Yeah, like I will legally change my name or something.
You don't believe any of that, do you? It's just an excuse to get loads of people joining.
Well, I kind
of
want it to be true, so I add them anyway. Aww. No harm, is it?
That's true. But this isn't really the point in this debate.
Well, it is in a way.
Well, I thought we were discussing the security issues that come with it. Nice cough there.
Sorry, there we go.
It's quite all right.
I went away from the mic.
I know you did. It sounded like coughing in the other room. It's absolutely fine.
That's all right.
This is the topic to a point, but
we're doing a retro deviation off topic.
We are indeed. We're meant to be talking about the whole like
safety.
Yes, of social networking in general, not just Fatbook.
Some people's parents get a bit funny about it, like because if you don't understand that you can change it so that only your friends can see it.
True, but a lot of people on that actually stop wandering around. Eh? It's very.
I don't know what
low.
You're doing.
You're sort of doing this weird sort of.
You don't want to
know. It's a very random position.
Some people don't bother with the safety. They just.
You can get like your own URL and then anyone can just access it anywhere.
I know, like we've got it as well for the show. It's just a random URL.
That's different though, isn't it?
But I suppose if loads of people join us, you're just going to be able to click anyone that's joined us and you can like see, can't you?
Yeah.
It's like pictures as well. They're always a bit personal.
Wow, can decide who looks
nice. I've understood now that any picture taken of me at any time will end up on Facebook at some point. There's a video of me on Facebook as well. I don't want to say.
Oh, too late. What? Huh?
It's not bad. It's just I thought they were taking a picture. So I'm stood, like, posing, but just smiling for quite a long
time.
You
don't pose, do you?
No, not in that way. Not in like a...
No, I'm not talking about that, but you're just not a posing person, are you?
What?
Yeah.
Are you taking the mickey?
Yes.
You can't throw stuff at me.
Yes, I can. Okay. But, so there's a picture of me just... Not picture. There's a video of me just smiling for absolutely ages. So I'm just posing for a picture, and then I go, okay, and like walk off. Because I thought it was a picture, but it was a video. Anyway, that's on Facebook.
It's not a really embarrassing video,
Well, it is about 5 minutes long.
Of just you?
What are you doing? Did you say anything, or are you just smiling?
Do you like collapse halfway through?
There's something going on in the background. Like they're laughing and joking. That's what they're actually filming. But
Adele, do you have any random videos/pictures on your Facebook that anyone can
that you
see?
Don't want to be on there?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I have to get the bus for 2 hours, so obviously we all fall asleep. And pictures of me asleep on the bus end up all
you
over
have to
Facebook.
You have to get the bus for 2 hours. Is that your commute to college?
Yep.
Where do you live?
Sorry,
Nuneaton.
What?
That's a bit of a trek.
It is.
It ends like 45 you, like, minutes in the car.
Hours to get in from down the road.
That's because I couldn't park, and I nearly ran over. Can I say what I just saw? On. I nearly ran over these. There could be listening. These older couple with a corgi, and
he was going. That's it. Move the corgi. Move along now. I was like, I was hitting him because I was like,
stressed. Because they must have been able to see what I was saying because I was doing it really like.
He said, "That's it. Move the corgi. I'm gonna hit him."
They were stood in my space. I was very annoyed. Sorry.
Because people just smile and wave. I'm like, no, move.
Exactly.
Don't smile at me.
No, just get out the way. I can't believe it takes you 2 hours to get to college.
It took me three hours to get home yesterday.
There's proof on Facebook.
Oh, my days.
That Local Shows podcast. Bringing you what you don't need, but couldn't live without.
Welcome to everyone in the studio. Hello.
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 Hello. Don't know why I'm talking like that at all.
No, me neither.
Oh, how are we all feeling? Any better? Is there a shortage of Lem Sip in the local stores?
I like that. Are we feeling any better?
Cough. Right on cue.
That's a no.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'm feeling perky. This don't
like,
sound it.
He force-fed me cough mixture as well, and he was like, it's going to work, and it made it worse.
It did, actually. Don't have cough mixture. That's
I told you. You were like, do it. I was like, no.
And then she did it. I just wanted to see this happen already.
Tastes rank. Oh.
Is a question I want answers to. Greg at localshow.co.uk. Is there nice tasting cough mixture?
The answer is no.
I was going to say that.
Sorry, go on, James.
When I was little, I just used to be fed Calpol all the time.
Is Calpol gone? What's happened to this?
No, you've just got too old for it now.
Here's Alex.
Oh, there's Alex the newsman.
Subtle entrance.
Bang on time.
Hello.
All right. Do you like Calpol?
I love Calpol.
Yeah.
Good lad.
Random topic to walk in on.
Well, no. You might as well join in as he's here. So, can you not have Calpol now at adult age? I swear you can. You just have to have, like, 5 spoonfuls of it for it to work.
The bottle.
Down
the bottle.
Down the bottle.
It used to taste amazing.
It did. There was a banana one that used to taste really nice. No, it was really good. And it was yellow.
I used to that one. Sam's like nodding away. Yeah.
You're not really selling it to me.
I miss that Calpol.
You're not selling it too much there. A yellow
Sam's
banana
got a stash thing. In his cupboard.
For those lonely nights in. Yeah. Calpol.
Nice.
Oh dear.
How on earth did we get onto that topic? Where were we? Oh, I was talking about Lemsip and this feeling ill and all this sort of stuff. So yeah, email in, please. I want to know if there's any such thing as a nice sort of flavoured medicine in general, really. Anyway, are you in the mood for a bit of Rachel's top tips?
Yeah, go on then.
Sure? In the zone? Ready?
Kind of.
Right now?
Go.
Okay, go.
Rachel's top tips, only on That Local Show.
My top tip, what's actually more of a game this week, is if you're in the supermarket and you're bored, you've got to see if what you can get into other people's shopping bags, shopping trolleys, without them looking. And the more obscure the item is, I think the more points you should get.
Rachel's top tips, only on That Local Show.
Pretty good.
Yeah, they're getting better.
Like that very much.
Especially if you someone else does it and they get noticed by the person that you've just put it in their trolley. You're like, oh, sorry.
What's
I thought that was my trolley.
So
anyway.
Do you have anyone else's opinions on what they thought of that?
I've actually done this before.
And Rachel at Top Tip, you know, was just, rubbish, wasn't it? Ooh. This is Simon Cowell and Rachel. That top tip was, I'm sorry, but it really was just dreadful. This is Louis Walsh and Rachel. You know, I gotta say that top tip was just absolutely, you know, awful.
This is Alan Carr. Rachel, that top tip was absolutely top. You have the top tips in the top tip factory.
Wow.
I've always liked Alan Carr.
Sorry, Dal. I just had to cut. Sorry, all those celebrities just wandered into the studio yet again. What were you saying? You've done this before.
Yeah, I actually went and one of my teachers was in there once, so we all thought it'd be a good idea to put like athlete foot cream in the trolley and stuff.
I'll put spam in there. There's a can of spam. The best is watching them at the checkout because they're like, who put this in here?
Oh, a day in the life of Rachel, eh?
Or if they get a French, you know, French bread, big stick, get the top off the French bread, eat that and see if they actually notice.
Yes, if they buy it,
Did you used to do that when you were little?
Yeah.
Like going around the shop, you used to sit in the trolley eating the top of the food. And you get to the counter.
It'd be gone.
And there'd be nothing left than this French bread.
Oh, I didn't buy it.
Good times.
Thanks for that little insight. Really,
this is like reliving the memories, isn't it? Calpol and French bread.
We should have a show dedicated to memories, like all the things you used to do.
We're not that old.
No.
We're like 18.
Yeah,
is anyone older than 18 in there? Or later, like, under 18.
No, but like, I'm trying to think what I used to do when I was little and I can't do it anymore because, you know, it's a bit weird now because you're a bit old. Things like going on the swings at the park.
Wearing nappies and...
No. I wasn't thinking that bad.
Sorry, my cough. I'm fine. I'm actually healthy. I sound a lot worse than I am. That's true.
It's not man flu, is it? It's actually swine flu.
It's not. Don't make it sound like that. I'll get, like, arrested. It's not swine. I've just had the bit of a mouth.
To get arrested for having swine flu.
My mum thought I had swine flu. She was like, I was like, I think I've got the flu. And she went, it might be swine flu. I was like, what do I do? He's like, well, look after you. It's fine. I was like, oh. It's not that bad. It's just like normal flu.
And that's why I haven't seen the majority of the week, in case you had swine.
That was why you wouldn't come and see me.
Correct.
I'm really busy, but I can't.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Far too much to do.
Ill and that.
And that.
Don't want to get your germs.
I lasted a whole day and a half at college this week. Ah, see?
Day and a half. Great.
You're
the week before
welcome.
We go on location and you're there with your heart.
Are we talking about that later? Can we explain?
Yeah, we'll have to explain.
Oh, yeah, because, because coming up, we're going to be chatting about this week's challenge is coming up. I'll tell you all about that later. We're talking about a MySpace quiz and we've got general local stuff on that local show.
That local show's podcast.
We're good? Are we that good? You're on Facebook. Like, you even know what I just said.
I like your key change. It's hello, 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 and welcome along to
I didn't say
show.
Hello. Did I say hello?
Probably.
No, I said welcome back, which is much better.
It's welcome back now, isn't it?
All right, how would you say if you were taking the link? I might make you take the next link, innit? Okay. All right, then.
I will do my inventive link.
After we've done Choose the Week, a bit later on then, and all that sort of stuff, I'll let you take it in after that then, yeah?
Okay, yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Good.
Right.
Glad we sorted that
Moving
out.
On.
All right, then. Wicked. This week's challenge. Hey, right on cue there. That's brilliant. Anyway, this week's challenge, you have to come up with a new social netlist for everyone in here, by the way. Not for anyone listeners, just people in this room.
Oh, hang on. Yep.
Okay. Paying attention now.
Yep.
Sure?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
You're on Facebook?
Yeah.
Ooh, lift. This week, you have to come up with a new social network to rival Bebo/Facebook/MySpace. Right? And you've got to, like, design it, draw it, make it up, and define why it's different from
make
any
a logo.
Others.
These are getting harder and harder each week.
Yeah, and you've got 3 milliseconds
to do
it.
Oh, that's
what
I forgot to bring in. I was going to make Rachel a strawberry.
Oh, yeah, you said about that.
Yeah, it wasn't actually a proper strawberry. You know, the, like, pick and mix ones? Yeah. I've got a whole tub of them. I was going to make you, like, strawberries.
Like, strawberries.
I'm not, yeah, we're not we here can. Next week, are we?
All
with emphasis.
Wait for the beat, and then continue. Personal joke, never mind.
Joke, yep.
I'm just gonna just go back to Facebook.
She's no idea what we're on about. Yeah, so did you catch that, Adele?
I think we're on about.
I'll just reiterate, because I did go over it.
Go
fast.
For it.
This week's challenge, you have to come up with a new social network and define and design it, draw it, make it, and define why it's different from all the other current market leaders. Is that right?
These are getting harder.
You got 10 seconds to do it. Go. No one moves at all.
I'm thinking.
Maybe we could have 30 seconds.
I'm thinking.
Maybe we could give them to the end of the show if we're being that nice, you know. You know.
I've got one.
I'm desperately trying
you
to
really
fail
can't do two
until I can find
I've
countdown.
Got, I've got one.
But it's gone.
I've got one. Do you know what it's called?
Go on then.
Facebox.
Facebox.
Care to elaborate?
It's Facebook.
Fibo.
It's Fibo.
My face.
My face. That's mine. My face.
Yes, I found it. No, it's gone now, isn't it? The moment's gone.
Yeah,
totally.
You're too slow, mate.
Oh, at least I found it.
Matt Neves here next week. He'll do better.
Yeah, I'm having a week off next week. That's probably good. You email anything, that's a good thing. I'm having a week off. I'm going to cough.
We'll get the most emails we've ever had now. Thank God. Yay.
You get like 10 million listeners.
I've been on my pictures in ages. Some of these are so old. Sorry.
Thanks for your input into our conversation, because that was exactly what we were discussing. But anyway, right.
2:51.
Thank you. So I'm going to give you till, how long should you give them to? Near the end of the show, do you reckon? To do it, to finish the design?
Yeah, or whenever I put it in on the running order.
You
running
don't
order,
touch
running order.
Why don't you actually give them some paper then, so people can get on with it?
Right on the back of your sheets.
Okay. Are we trying to save a tree?
Well, no, we just haven't got any trees.
Oh, so it's...
We're not that rich.
Or right on the back of Ben's content. There's plenty.
Yeah. Write it over Ben's content. I don't know why my knees went then when I said over.
I don't know, you've just been trying to be dramatic. That's not a good look for you. Where were they? I can't remember what we were talking about. So have you got any ideas so far?
I think I'd just
call it Adele. Just Adele. Me and everyone who wanted
was it just your Facebook, just your page,
just me.
Okay, James,
I'd go on it.
Would you
exactly?
Yeah,
really?
One already.
There we go.
Make one. Actually,
were you even listening, Rachel?
Yeah.
Do you know where you are?
Shut up.
on the way to my
Don't
radio
bully
show.
Me.
No, I love talking to people when they're distracted. It's hilarious.
So Rachel.
Yeah. Great.
Rachel,
how was your Friday night, Rachel?
It was alright. I can't remember what I did.
Rachel
was a good night.
Oh, that's
good.
You should have seen her face. Oh, that was cool, wasn't it?
You can play it, but I can't. Have it
oh,
for you.
Did you play something?
Yeah, oh, you didn't hear it. Oh. You missed that. I played the start of Rachel Top Tips jingle.
You can play it, but that'll be really boring.
That's why she jumped. And she's like, what? Huh? What? You've already done that, that's right. I'll leave her alone now. Yeah, I'm going to give you till later on in the show when James tells me to come up with a decent sort of Facebooky, MySpacey thing, yeah?
Yeah.
And everyone in there has to do it, even people that aren't paying attention. They all have to do it. All right?
Rachel, awesome. Come on.
The silence. That was bang on.
I did it on purpose now.
MySCR.co.uk.
Should we play a game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A MySpace game.
Yeah, okay. I'm not so interested. It's lost interest a bit.
That strangely sounds like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Brilliant. Right, then, who's playing in this? I'll be Chris.
That means you don't play.
Correct. Right, should we just...
Can you explain to me what's going on?
Well, basically, I'm going to ask you some questions. Okay. We're taking this from MySpace because the whole topic of this week is MySpace and such.
And Facebook and Bebo, thank you.
Social networking.
To be precise. Thank you, James.
No, my pleasure.
What?
I was going to say no worries, but it's same.
You just said no pleasure. That'd have been a little bit weird. Anyway. Ooh. That's much better. Oh, wow. Nice. Oh, the tension.
Ooh.
The tension
that
is
really
good.
Did it for you, didn't it? Oh,
not really. Basically, I'm just going to ask you some MySpace questions. I'm going to go to Adele first because she's new and, you know.
Okay.
All right, don't get jealous. You still got a microphone, Rach. It's all right.
Now.
Huh?
More nervous now.
Sorry, I can't hear. Let me just. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello.
James, shut up.
Welcome along.
No one laughs when you say stuff, do you know what I mean?
It's 2:30 and we're about to start the show.
All right, that's true. Anyway, should we go on to it before this sound bed runs out? Wicked. Right. Oh, I hate these questions a lot. James, can you read them? Because I don't like any of them.
Go on,
you have that kind of voice. Thanks.
Okay. I'll give the first one to Rachel because it's always a funny answer.
Thank you.
I just said Adele could have it, but it's fine. Go against what I said.
Well, I don't really like Adele, so let's move on.
James?
I'm joking. Rachel.
We like Adele.
Is it tense? Because I can't hear anything.
Yes. You've got a headband.
Okay.
Trust me, it's
tense. I do my tense voice?
Yeah, do it.
Is that tense enough?
Ooh. Hang on. Now do it.
Do I need to be a little bit tenser? Is that tense enough?
You've got it.
Yeah,
you've
got
cool, right, moving on.
Ow, don't shout!
Right, Rachel.
Oh.
We've lost the music.
It's coming back. Wait for it.
Yeah.
Okay, it's back.
Rachel.
Yeah?
Were you a planned baby?
What that has to do with anything, I don't know.
Why am I being asked this? Yes. How do you know the answer?
I don't.
Yeah. How can you tell if I'm right or wrong?
He's just going to click something and hope it's the right jingle.
I was, yeah.
Oh, then you're saying C?
F?
I'm saying G. Hang on. Is that your final answer?
Yes, I think. It's not my answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, right. Well, I'm not echoing, am I? Want to echo.
Oh. Right. You're not now.
The whole point of these is this was much funnier when we did
to show how we can't operate sound effects.
And the fact that these questions that we got here are so personal. This is a quiz that's found on MySpace.
Oh,
they do it as like bulletins.
Right,
yeah, that.
So we're allowed to say we don't want to answer it now.
Yes. We were just doing an impression of the do one for Adele though, because
yeah, go on. Yeah, keep doing them, they're funny.
Let's find a very personal one.
Oh, thanks.
You. You don't have to, obviously.
Okay, yeah.
But we're just like
we'll
doing this to make
up
a point. Yeah, lie. I do all the time.
Lie. I know.
Oh, I pretend to be James's friend.
You ready?
Yes, you've been tense the whole time.
Okay. Do you have low self esteem?
All the time.
Are you happy?
Well, right now or generally?
Generally.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay, cool. Do you want to get married?
No.
No. The panic. No.
Commitment.
Let's not shout into the microphone, James.
I tried to move away. Oh. But I'm not. It's just getting too loud.
Sorry.
Wait.
Sorry.
Oh, this is one to Greg.
Hello.
Do you hunt?
Do I hunt?
This is a, under the topic the outdoors.
That's not overly personal either, and no, I don't. But.
If yes, what do
okay,
you
okay, what's the average age on MySpace?
I'd like, say about 56.
I don't
know. No, like, I'd say about 16.
16?
17.
What 16-year-olds go hunting?
Me? No, I don't really. It's a good just point, actually. Yeah. Do you hunt? I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, back to... what?
Sam.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Do you like walking in the rain?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Which one are you looking at?
This is a brilliant feature yet again on that local show. It's 12 minutes past 3. Welcome.
There's also one in here. Right. This is really weird. It goes, would you ever buy a football ticket from two named websites? Which I'm not going to read out.
No.
But do you not think that That's it's weird. A bit of a giveaway who wrote the quiz?
Yeah. It makes me laugh.
Shall I do one more? Because it's really boring.
Correct. Then I'll do the amazing correct answer jingle.
Greg.
Yes.
Do you think love is the best feeling in the world?
No pressure.
Yes. Yes, I do, James.
That was so sarcastic. Rachel, I don't
think he loves
you.
He's lying.
Do you love me?
No, not at all. Not even...
And that's the end of the game.
Not even in a friendly sense. Oh.
I love you, James.
I love you too.
Wow.
Ignoring.
It's alright, I was just playing with jingles. You can't
We're having our own conversation.
We're having the moment, though.
Really?
You missed the moment.
I was playing with jingles. I've no idea what you're saying.
We'll get another one in half an hour.
It's fine.
Another what?
John will be here by then.
Half an hour? We'll be long gone. We'll be quarter to four, then.
You're leaving early as well.
Yeah, but I forgot to... I'm leaving at quarter past three. I forgot
oh,
to...
Oh, really? Leave. Bye.
Bye. No, not really. Oh. Right. Yeah, don't forget. Excited. Keep on listening. What we've got coming up for the rest of the show, James? Anything exciting you want to plug?
Yes.
Go.
Do you like my... skid into the microphone.
I did like that.
It's quite cool.
Because you were out of my peripheral vision and you just came really? And I was like, wow.
Right, yeah. Moving on. We are going to do, and I haven't revealed this yet, we'll come back to our challenge. Have you cut me off?
No.
No, you're just saying, just carry on.
I can't hear anything, which is really bad.
That's why it's funny.
So don't mess about. What's he played?
Nothing.
Okay. No. And,
I'll stop now. That's two digs. That's it.
Can you carry on?
You're distracting me now. We'll come back to our thing where I've asked you to make something up and draw something, mm-hmm. which I haven't done yet.
Oh.
And then I've got a really big challenge. We play lots of music on the show.
Yes.
Don't look at me like that.
We can't hear what we're playing. I'll stop now, I promise. So what are you on about music on the show?
Yeah, we play lots of music on the show.
We do play lots
correct.
Of music
but
on the show.
Every week, someone will moan. So if Alex Burton likes a bit of Daft Punk or whatever they're called or whatever.
Hardcore stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to kill myself, that sort of thing.
That kind of
and
thing.
And Greg likes stuff like Miley Cyrus climbing mountains and all that.
Don't take the mick out of me.
I like some hip-hop stuff.
Yeah, a bit of Little Boots and all that.
Yeah,
you quite like that?
Yes, I did like that one. No
and so we thought, why not merge everything together and make our own band?
That's a really good idea.
Can anyone play any musical instruments?
Yes.
I can play guitar.
I can play drums.
I play the triangle.
What do you
can you up? Sing, Rachel?
Nothing sound please. Like.
Could you sing with me?
Yeah.
No. Rachel can sing.
No.
You can do anything other
I'm
than
not
be
singing.
In the band.
I'm not singing by myself. I'm not singing.
But you don't want to sing next to James.
Okay, so we'll do that after this song, as Sam is complaining. Who does he think he is?
That local show's podcast, bringing you what you don't need, but couldn't live without.
Hello, 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 hello. See, I can present. Right.
No, you can't. Like me to present. Oh, I'm in a cave.
In a cave.
Yeah, you banished me to the cave.
Shall we explain what's happening?
Because I haven't got any headphones, because someone stole my headphones.
And your seat.
Sorry, wait a minute. Shall we explain what all this is about?
Yes, that's why I'm here. Otherwise, I would have gone home.
Well, go on, man.
Turn up on time. Now, what we're going to do is because we can't find any music that we all like, thanks for the cough, Rachel, we're going
to
make
our
own band. Shall I explain who's in our band? Or would Alex like to explain? Because I can't quite turn around. So who have we got on drums, Alex?
We've got Greg on drums.
This is when he has to learn names. It's quite funny. Who's on guitar?
Adele. Yeah, I remembered her name. But you just met her, but
know
I know
my name.
It's Rachel on triangle, I think, but she doesn't
vocal
have triangle. A
triangle.
Vocal triangle.
Vocal triangle.
And Sam's going to be doing nothing. And so.
Band manager.
band manager. He couldn't even manage a door. I don't know where that came from. I was just looking at the door. Anyway, so, do you know what you're going to play, guys? This could go really, really well.
I told
well.
You we shouldn't have done this.
Oh, Greg, what's your band called?
TLS.
TLS, not ripping off JLS at all.
No, that local show, Work It Out.
Oh, yeah. Work what does JLS? Anyway, so, are you ready?
No.
Just local shows.
I think it's just... Greg, play some drums.
You can't hear it.
It's not working.
I'll just keep playing it. Am I even plugged into anything?
Do you want to hear my triangle? You ready? Are you ready? Ding.
And have you got some guitar going off? See, we've got guitar.
She can actually play as well.
I know. Yeah. What a fluke.
We've got some talent. We're trying to get the drums to play there.
Greg's not getting a beat.
I can play a beat. But you
Greg's going to have a hissy fit in a minute.
That'll do. Sounds rubbish.
Okay, are we ready? God, Sam, this is awful. Right.
Nice idea, boys.
This was a brilliant idea on the car on the way here.
If the drums worked, I could just play some drums for a little bit because I'm amazing.
The drums don't work.
Well,
don't
go well last time you played. I think that's why they're not working this week.
I'm a born drummer.
Okay, are you ready? 3, 2.
What are we doing?
Go, vocal triangle.
That was my solo there.
I think you should play us out.
Try and do some different chords.
Adele can actually play.
I love the shock on Sam's face. It's like, actually, that kind of little bit worked.
Yeah, it worked a little bit.
Oh, my God.
That Local Shows podcast.
Welcome back to That Local Show. I think we just heard Rachel's sort of...
I don't want to do it.
Depressed.
He was like, do it.
Little, aw. Are you upset because it's the end of the show?
I am.
27 minutes past 3, that means
right,
we've got to get
I
out
I will
of here.
Do that, though, at some point. I was just a bit of a shock. I was given a mic, and I was like, hang on, no one's talking.
Oh, we're still on there.
It's flying by.
No, that's my line. You can't take my line. This show is flying by. That's better. Nah, see, that's how it's done.
Some
anyway,
people won't get that at all.
They would if they listen to our adverts on, or watch our adverts, our videos on that local show that could eat kid that haven't barely plugged this week. Anyway, I'd like to thank very much Adele. I hope you've enjoyed it. Have you enjoyed
it
this
week? Thank you very much, I have.
Good, you have to come on again. I'd like to thank...
I'm not doing.
I think you should. James will pull you on again, won't you, James? Say yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'd like to thank Rachel for coming along. Rachel, I said thanks.
Oh, sorry. Hi, bye.
I actually said, just say that's okay.
That's okay.
I'd like to thank Alex for doing the news and sport very well.
That's
again.
Okay.
And James, thanks for showing up.
Bye.
And cheers for listening. Check out next week because I won't be on. You'll have someone else talking to you for an hour. Matt Nee probably is going to be with us for an hour. Don't forget to download the podcast, check out our websites, and have a good week. Cheers.
Get interactive with That Local Show now. Click thatlocalshow.co.uk.